Michael, I saw your putt yesterday made SportsCenter top 10. You're number one. Did you ever think you would make top 10 plays not in a swimming event?
It was funny, you know, with all the texts that I was getting, you know, from all my friends throughout the night. You know, at the time change, they were all seeing it, and some of them were kind of upset with me about it. But you know, it's just a great opportunity, and you know, to be able to be on SportsCenter for golf. I didn't think it would happen this early, but you know, I had the right line, and I wanted it to just fall over the hill, and it fell into the cup. So it was a pretty cool feeling, a pretty cool moment, and you know, that even if we didn't, you know, I wanted to get and make the cut and play again tomorrow, but even though we didn't, you know, my trip was so memorable here, and you know, I've had a great time, and hopefully we can come back again.
This has obviously been your first Dunhill. You'd like to come back again. Is there something particularly special about playing here at St Andrews?
You know, being able to play here, you know, with all the history, you know, I mean, over 600 years of golf has been played here, and some of the biggest tournaments and the best tournaments, and you know, the players who have walked this course are just incredible. And you know, so I was joking with Paul coming down the 18th. I was like, you know, like, look at this place. It's, you know, so much history, so amazing. I was like, and we're walking down 18 together after a couple of good days of fun, smiles, mm-hmm. joking. I was like, you can't ask for anything more than this. And you know, this is, I've had a pretty good last 2 weeks, from a couple Ravens games to the Ryder Cup to over here and playing. And you know, hopefully the good times continue.
And for an event like this, does the fun take precedence over the competitive edge? We spoke to a couple of the cricketers, for example, who were very much competitive among themselves. Was there somebody you really wanted to beat this week?
Not that. You know, it's sure, I think we all have our competitive mm-hmm. sides to us, but you know, there are a couple frustrating moments on the course, but in all, this is a blast. And you know, I was talking to Paul yesterday, you know, after we picked up 9 yesterday, hoping we could pick up some more speed and maybe sneak in for the cut, but had some rocky points in today, and that's fine. And we went out there and we did have fun, and you know, whether it's Paul telling me to get up and just hit the living crap out of it, or this or that, so we had some good times here, and hopefully I have the opportunity to
play. And after yesterday, you could give him some putting tips.
No, that was that may be a once in a lifetime putt, and it's kind of crazy that I got it out of the way quick, but it was a pretty amazing putt, and you know, like I was saying, I literally just wanted to start it rolling over the hill, and it just fell right in, and you know, I kind of had the Tiger-esque pump at the end, so it was something that, you know, that really made the trip.
Have you had any chance to get out in the town and see what us students have to offer, at least?
We came over, I guess it was, I got here Monday morning, and I was so tired. I've actually been in bed at, like, between 9 and 10 o'clock every single night that I've been here, so my traveling has been catching up to me, but you know, I'm here for a couple more days, so hopefully I can get out and experience the town.
How do the nerves compare to the Olympics? I mean, obviously start of a race at the Olympics,
sure.
Start of T1 here at the old course, I mean, when do you get more nervous?
I was actually saying that to Paul today. I was like, wow, I'm kind of nervous, but no, I mean, I think it was all just excitement. You know, I was more nervous at you know, the first tee at the Ryder Cup Pro-Am than I've ever been in my entire life. You know, there were times where, you know, I was a little shaky where I couldn't even get the ball on the tee, so it's good. I got 2 Pro-Ams out of the way, and hopefully, you know, the more that we do, the more relaxed that I am, and I was very relaxed after we got off one today and was able just to try and get into a groove, but it didn't really seem to work.
Just one last one from me, Michael. Can we expect to see you back here next year?
I hope so. You know, it would be an honor to be able to come back over here and play, and you know, like I said, there's so much history here, and you know, I'd love to be able to even just take a trip over beforehand and you know, play some golf with some friends. You know, this is it's been a great place for me, a great place to visit. It's my first time over here, so I hope it's the start of a long-term relationship.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Michael.